episode 104, Business Horsepower with Julia Felton.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cups. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Julia, and welcome to Entrepreneur Cast. It's such a great pleasure to have you with us here today.
Yeah, I'm so delighted to be with you. So thank you so much for inviting me onto the show. I really appreciate it.
So, Julia, before we get going with the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Okay, well, thank you for asking, because sometimes I feel like I'm my business all the time. So it's nice to be able to reflect on what I am. So what am I outside of my business? I am a daughter, a sister, I'm hopefully a good friend to people. And then the piece that I'm kind of out of my business, but in of my business, is of course that I'm a horse lover, as we're going to find out throughout the course of the show today when we start talking about what my business is. And so I love spending time with my horses. Some people sometimes describe me as a bit of a horse whisperer. I think that's a little bit of a bold statement to make. But yeah, I do love spending time hanging out in nature, being with animals, and particularly being with my horses.
Amazing. Well, I know your business involves horses.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, you know, I'm excited to hear all about it. So tell us, what is your business about and what inspired you to start it?
Okay. So my business is actually quite diverse and the horses are just one piece of it. But overall, I work with what I call courageous business leaders and owners that really want to take their business to the next level, but they're prepared to challenge the status quo and do things differently. And I really help them align all of their resources, you know, their people, their plans, their processes to create a fused business, so one that's totally aligned. And yeah, we work, use the horses as part of that integration process for them. And it's a really fun business, because one of the things that really frustrated me when I worked in the corporate world and I had 20 years experience working with companies like Deloitte and Anderson was that was all this wasted time, energy and resources around. And people always used to come to me and ask me questions. And I'm like, oh, that department's already done it. Or that department's already done it. And I was just like, oh, so exasperated. And yet when I look to nature, there's no wasted time, energy or resources, because everything in nature happens for a reason. And it's part of this really perfect ecosystem. So yeah, I really help businesses, you know, collate everything, join all up the pieces of their business so it works more effectively and efficiently. And of course, the horses are a great way to show people how to do that.
Incredible and exciting.
Yeah, really, really exciting. And I think, you know, for me, what was really interesting was, I've talked about that I work with the horses as part of that work. And, you know, when I was a kid, I'd always loved horses. I never had my own, though. I'd always wanted my own. And that was always my biggest regret. I never had a horse. But after I left the corporate world, I was kind of exploring, like a lot of us are when we set up our own businesses, what to do. And I stumbled across a gentleman who was actually partnering with his horses to help business leaders develop their leadership skills, their teamwork skills, and their communication skills. And I was like, oh, hallelujah. This is just like the perfect thing for me to do, because it enables me to combine all my business skills with also my passion for being with the horses. So, you know, that's part of what I do during the week, you know, one or two days a week. Hopefully we're out working with the horses, delivering those solutions to clients. So that's a lot of fun.
Amazing. So, Julia, between spending the time with horses and with the clients and being a daughter, you know, and a family person and a friend, what would you say your typical day looks like?
Oh, God, I wish there was a typical day. And I think that's the thing I love about being a business owner is the complete variety. And I realized once I left the corporate world, I realized what a treadmill I'd been on of, you know, doing the same things day in, day out. And it's only really when you stop and get away from that, you kind of realize what you've been doing. But so my days are very, very varied. They typically start pretty similar in that I like to start every morning with a bit of meditation, my affirmations, a bit of reading, and a bit of exercise, but that's usually only a small bit of exercise because the horses keep me pretty fit. Mm. And then days vary. So sometimes they are out delivering workshops either at client venues or clients come to me and we work with the horses, so we'll be outside. They can also be, you know, coaching over Skype or face-to-face with clients. Or, you know, indeed, as we all have to do in our business, all the admin, the sales and marketing, having conversations can be very, very different. But I do try and structure my week so I have certain activities happening on certain days. So that gives me a rhythm and flow to my week. So I kind of know that there's certain days I'm usually doing, you know, usually doing sales calls on a Tuesday, for example. I'm usually doing my accounts on Finance Friday, you know, just so I know and I've got some kind of structure. Because I think the biggest thing I discovered when I left the corporate world was, and it's because I rebelled against it, of course, was that I went from having this massive structure, like I said, being on this roller coaster day in, day out, to a place where I had no structure, which was incredibly liberating for a while. But also it meant I didn't actually get a lot of things done. So I've now had to put in a structure that was, you know, that gives me that rhythm and flow to my week so everything gets accomplished.
Julia, throughout our entrepreneurial and business journey, as entrepreneurs, we come across a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
What would you say was the greatest challenge you came across and how did you manage to overcome it?
Wow. Biggest challenge. Okay. Definitely this one. So when I left the corporate world and set up my own business, I've got to say I was a little bit naive, to say the least. And I was like, I'm pretty smart. I've had a good job. How difficult can it be to run your own business? Massive mistake. So when I first started, I invested a lot of time and energy and money in learning all the strategies to run my business, you know, all that, you know, how to work Facebook, because I'd kind of never really used it before, and marketing and funnels and, you know, all that kind of stuff that you need to know, you know, how to have great sales conversations. And my business still wasn't really going where I wanted it to go. And of course, then what I realized was that actually business is 80% mindset. So I didn't have the right mindset. I had a lot of limiting beliefs about my ability to run my own business. Nobody in my family had ever run their own business. I had a lot of limiting beliefs about asking for money, my own personal self-esteem and value that I didn't realize before. So that was, I think, the biggest thing that held me back to begin with. And I soon realized that I could have all the strategies and tactics, you know, available in the whole world. But if I was subconsciously sabotaging my success, which, believe me, I was doing really well, my business was never going to grow or go where I wanted it to go. So I was very fortunate to come across a gentleman who is an expert in working on the subconscious. And really helped me bust through a lot of my limiting beliefs that I had about that. So that was, I think the biggest challenge I had in my business, because I had never, and maybe you can relate to this, I had never heard anyone when I was in the corporate world talk about mindset. And so this was a whole new area to me that I didn't know anything about, didn't even know it existed. And I was like, oh my God, why? I wish I'd known some of this stuff when I was in my corporate job. Maybe things would have been a lot easier then.
Definitely. And I think it's a challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs. And definitely a lot of people I've interviewed in the past had the same thing. It's always the mindset.
Yeah.
It just holds so many people back. And that's why even when we have jobs, before we move into entrepreneurship, it's so difficult because we never thought about our mindset and nobody around us did too. Yeah. So it's really challenging to break out of that and, you know, get out there and explore and see the possibilities for yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely with you on that. So Julia, obviously, I'm sure you came across a lot of challenges, and we all do. But on the bright side of things, what would you say was the greatest success in your business?
Can I share two?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Because they're quite different, and I think it's important. I'd love the listeners to see the contrast. So I think my first real business success, and I think sometimes you don't realize successes until after the event and when you reflect back on them. And looking back now, when I was in the corporate world, I was basically what was called an intrapreneur. So I was given my own business unit and I created it from an idea on a piece of paper and grew it to the global market leader in its space, which we then sold. And what I realize now is that back in 1999, I had created a product and a service to help hotels in terms of their competitor analysis about their performance against other hotels. And I put that on the internet back in 1999. Now, that doesn't seem, you know, that's what, nearly 20 years ago, well, getting on for 20 years. And in those days, it took 6 hours to publish to the web. And I'm like, oh my God, I remember the day publishing something, having to wait 6 hours to see if it came out the other end, then realizing it had gone wrong and having to republish it again. So I think, you know, now looking back on it, that was a massive achievement back there, given the technology and everything that was going on. So I'm really proud of that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is kind of tangential to my work, which was, I think my biggest personal stroke business successes have been horses that I have rescued and rehabilitated. Mm-hmm. So I currently have two young horses in my, well, they're not that young now, two horses that I rescued when they were 6 months old that were rescued off the motorway, actually down in Kent. So to actually see them come from, which was pretty much a bag of bones with not much flesh on them, and, you know, very young, 6 months old, pretty much terrified of everything, to now grow up into good, solid citizens, as I like to describe them, that's been very rewarding. And I did the same, actually, when I was in the US on a sabbatical from the corporate world. And again, just to see the transformation, and I love seeing transformation in people and the animals, to see where they were and where they can get to. And usually it just needs somebody to invest some time and energy and have belief in them. Mm. And then it can just be amazing what can happen.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's really nice. That's actually a nice one, especially, like, you know, I really love animals. So for hearing that about the horses, I'm like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. And, you know, and I guess, you know, what I reflected on was kind of, that's what I do with business owners, business leaders and their organizations. It's kind of, I described it the other day as, you know, mending the broken spirit. You know, in a lot of businesses nowadays that I come across, you know, so many of their team members are disengaged, they're not really loving what they're doing, or business owners have got their own business, they went into it because it was something they loved, but actually they've kind of fallen out of love with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, how can I help them reignite that passion and purpose in their business to do something that they love, to create an environment where their team members want to show up, want to be really engaged? So I realized the other day there was these kind of parallels going on with this, you know, rehabilitating the horses that I love to do. And I kind of, in a kind of strange way, do that in the organizations as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Julia, as entrepreneurs, we do come up with a lot of great ideas.
Yeah.
Where would you say you come up with your best ideas?
Okay, definitely my best ideas of when I'm with the horses, definitely. So whether that's just out riding my horse around or just being in the field and doing all my chores up there, definitely out in nature is where I definitely come up with my best ideas. And also sometimes actually driving. I think ideas tend to come to you when you're not focused on them. So, you know, you put it out to the universe, I've got this problem, I don't know how to solve it, and then you just let it brew. And when you create that space and that vacuum, that's when all of a sudden these great ideas pop up about what to do. You know, every time I sit at my desk going, I need this idea, that never works.
Julia, I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people. But you yourself, do you have people that inspire you or so-called personal heroes?
Yeah. That's a tricky one. There's always lots of people that I come across on a day-to-day basis that, you know, do different things that inspire me. Richard Branson, you know, I know is probably one that's touted out all the time, but he has a similar profile to me in that he's a creator and he likes to come up with things. And from talking with you, I think you're probably in that similar type of vein. So I always, I love the way that he's been able to create such a big empire, but that still really has the essence of personal customer service and is really driven behind the difference that he wants to make in the world in terms of, you know, the Virgin Foundation and everything else. So him. Sheryl Sandberg is also, I think, really interesting. And I think particularly watching her now with the way she's overcome the adversity of the loss of her husband, I think she's a real role model, or certainly can be, for women. And of course, my horses are always teaching me every single day. So they're always a source of inspiration in terms of whatever they do. There's always some learning that comes out every day from them. So
amazing. Julia, you came a long way from corporate to own your own business, you know, to basically living a dream life, because for you, it's a dream being with your horses.
Yeah.
Right? So you gained a lot of knowledge, experience, and wisdom. So, Julia, out of your knowledge, experience, and wisdom, would you share with us your top three tips and strategies for any entrepreneur and business owner to drive the business and life forward?
Wow, just three. So this is one that I didn't do for a long time, but it's started to make a massive difference in my business. And that is, when we're in business, we tend to be really, you know, we can get really focused on the business at the detriment of everything else. And what has made a massive difference in my business is actually realizing you have to be fit for business. Mm. And, you know, you've got to be emotionally fit and physically fit, you know. And so I've been spending a lot of time really focusing on my own personal health and fitness and fueling my body with the right stuff. And I've just got to say that's made just such a massive difference to me. And also to the people around me, because I'm radiating a better energy instead of that chocolate stodgy energy that's coming up. So I think that was something that I really overlooked to begin with in my business, was the importance of me being physically fit, as I said, emotionally, physically, spiritually in my business. And one of the ways that really helps me stay that as well is to spend time in nature. So I'd also say for everyone to recognize that, you know, business, you know, there needs to be an ebb and flow to your business. And quite often when I look at my clients and I also look back at where I came from, there's a tendency to kind of put our foot down and we go full pelt into it and we never stop and we never give ourselves a break. Mm. And of course, it's no irony that, you know, you flatline when your heart stops, you know. So, you know, our heart has this natural rhythm to it, and we need to make sure that within our business, we build in that time and give ourselves permission to have that time. Because I know early on, I was like, God, you know, if I just take that evening off, you know, I got this big, you know, whip out that's going, oh, you know, you're lazy because you're taking the evening off. But you just can't keep going effectively. And my productivity has definitely increased as I've started to manage my week and my days in a much more rhythmic way, and have those, you know, productive times and those off times in order to do that. That would be another strategy. This was a really important one for me, which was actually to understand where my strengths were in my business. Because I spent a lot of time trying to do everything. And I'm sure a lot of business owners, when we start out, we're trying to do everything. We're doing the sales and marketing. We're creating the new content. We're doing our accounts. We're doing the customer service. We're trying to do all the roles at the same time. And of course, some of those roles are naturally draining, and they'll be the ones you continue to procrastinate about. So actually figuring out which are the roles that you love to do. So you've already told me, you know, and it's very obvious, you love to interview people. So, you know, that's an area where you're in flow, you just love to do it, you get inspired and motivated. And the more of our day that we can spend doing the things that we're inspired and motivated, the more we're going to want to get out of bed every morning and going to love our businesses. You know, if we're spending all day you know, for example, perhaps for you just doing your accounts, I'm sure quite soon you would get a little bit demoralized with your business. So it's really finding and being aware of the things that you know that light you up, that you love to do, and trying to spend as much time in your business doing those things, and then bringing in team that can do the other bits. Because for all the things that you don't love to do, somebody else would love to do them. And I think for me, it's been really learning the art of collaboration and working with other people and how much more fun that is when you do that. You know, because otherwise business is a pretty lonely place to be. And certainly when I had left the corporate world, I was like, oh, great, no staff appraisals, no team members. And I soon got to realize that actually I really loved having people around me and people to support me, to bounce ideas off. So having team members, I think, and being able to grow your team, you don't have to have them on your payroll, you know, virtual assistants, virtual marketing people, whatever they are, is a great way to go. And then I guess finally, the final tip is find a great coach to work with, somebody who really understands your business and holds you for a higher accountability than you believe is possible. And I've certainly had some great coaches throughout my time and they've really pulled me forward. But aligned to that, I'd also say that while your coach can have great ideas, make sure that whatever you're doing, you feel really congruent and aligned with. Because I had a coach once, and while I understand why I was given this advice, it was so incongruent to me, I couldn't do it. And they told me to take the horses out of my business. And I just couldn't do that, because if you cut me in half, part of it's a bit of a horse. Corporate horse. and, you know, that just didn't resonate with me. So, you know, always check in and see, you know, is this something that's congruent with you, or is it, or are you just resisting it maybe because it's a stretch and you don't want to go there? That's always a fine balance to recognize. But, you know, do the things that feel right for you, because then everything will flow and be easier. If we keep trying to force ourselves to do things that don't really resonate with us, you're not putting the right energy behind it, and then you're not going to get the results anyway.
Definitely. Julia, also, thank you very much for sharing that. Also, did you come across any kind of resources that made your business and life easier?
Yeah, so a couple of resources that I really like. John Assaraf was one of my first mentors, and John is in the US. He has a company called NeuroGym, which is great about brain reprogramming and to get you into a great state. I also really like the work of Roger Hamilton, who created the entrepreneur movement. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And they've got some great resources and have now created the world's largest entrepreneurial education platform. And my most recent really inspiration is a guy called Todd Herman in the US, who has something called the 90 Day Year, which is a program where you get more done in 90 days than you did in the whole of the last year. So I think those three people, you know, Roger Hamilton, John Assaraf, and Todd Herman, have been some really great inspiration for me recently.
Julia, I come across a lot of people who say that at some point in life, they came across a book that changed their life. Did you have such a book? And if you did, what was it?
Well, I'm an avid reader, so I've got loads and loads of books. But I think probably a couple will come to mind. One is a book called Your Life, Your Legacy by Roger Hamilton, which is a book that once you understand what your profile is and where your strengths are, you really know where to invest your time and energy in your business. And when I understood this, it helped me understand why I'd had some ups and downs in my corporate career, because as I said, I'm this kind of creator, I like to come up with new ideas. So while I was building that business unit in my entrepreneur stage, I was doing everything I loved. It was amazing. And then of course, as the business grew, I then moved into I technically moved into a different role, because I was now managing all my team. And I wasn't creating things anymore. And I didn't enjoy the role and I couldn't understand it. And so I then started to create new product extensions so I could keep creating. So once I understood what my role was, where my genius lay, that really helped. So that would be one. And then the whole work of Simon Sinek, you know, Start With Why. That just, when I heard that and I heard his TEDx talk and then read his book, that made so much sense to me about how we could create much more sustainable businesses and organizations when we start with that question why rather than that question what.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Julia, you came a long way. You know, you went from corporate into having your business, in doing what you love. But what is next for you? What's your next big goal, dream, aim? And if there was someone potentially listening today who could help you get there, who would it be?
Okay. Wow. Great. Well, thank you so much for asking to begin with. So I always had this big vision that I would love to get the work with the horses much more mainstream within companies so that people really understand the power that we can get from connecting with horses and the big business and leadership lessons we can learn. So I'm on a mission to get that to be a much more mainstream activity in terms of leadership development, training and coaching. And to that end, I would really love to create an entrepreneurial retreat. Of course, we'd love to have a chain of these around the world, you know, of course. But an entrepreneurial retreat where what would happen is that we would help rescue some horses and rehabilitate them. And those horses would then teach business leaders and business owners key business skills. We'd also have classrooms there where we would teach people other entrepreneurial skills. And of course, then the business leaders and owners would fund the rehabilitation of more horses. So it's all about creating this little ecosystem that's really sustainable, where everyone shares in, you know, in the outcomes, you know. So that's what I would love. So to that end, I guess I need some lovely land and a plot where I could do that. But I think that would be phenomenal, and it would just be a really great way of people learning new business skills, but in some very different, innovative ways that are very, very impactful.
Well, Julia, we're coming to the end of the show.
Oh, what a shame.
But before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to share with us or advise on today?
So I think it's just this. I think it's when we're building our business, we get very, very passionate as business owners about what we love to do. And I think it's always remembering that, you know, the only way that our business exists is if we're delivering value to people. So it's always keeping in mind, what is the problem I'm solving for my customer? And how can I add real value and be of service to them? And I think when we come from that place, that's when people naturally get attracted to us. And that's when we can really help, you know, build a really sustainable and profitable business for ourselves, but while delivering amazing value for the people that, you know, we're serving. So for me, business is all about serving, and, you know, always bear in mind, how can you add value to the people you want to serve?
Thank you for that, Julia. Julia, for anybody who would like to get in touch with you or follow you in any shape or form, what's the best way to do it?
Oh, God, so many best ways now with social media, right? Well, you can find me on my website, which is www.businesshorsepower.com. So that's businesshorsepower.com. Or on juliafelton.com, which is like my own personal website. You'll also find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I'd also love, if you're happy with this, Svetlana, to offer any of your readers a free chapter from my book Unbridled Success, which is all about what the horses have taught me about leadership, teamwork and communication. And they can get that on bit.ly/UBS-free. So I think we can put that link out afterwards to people, right?
Amazing. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Julia.
It's been amazing
to have you on the show. And I really look forward to meeting you sometimes in person.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great day.